Have you ever been banned from somewhere? We're talking maybe like a lifetime ban from a store or a ban from a bar or a ban from, I don't know. You could get banned from anywhere. People could say, don't come here ever again.
They say, don't come back.
Yeah.
Or even if it's like, could be even temporary sometimes. Like,
could be.
You can't come back for the weekend
for the,
or whatever.
For the evening.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
There was a man who was just recently banned, the very first man ever to be given a lifelong ban from the Sphere in Vegas.
Nice.
His
what
name,
an honor.
Really. As a matter of fact, they thought it was an honor, Jared, because they sent him a commemorative plaque with the note
That's awesome.
Saying, you are the first person to be banned.
You can never come back.
Right?
That place is like the number one venue in the world.
Yeah.
It's so sophisticated.
I don't know. Real quick, taking a look inside, because, you know, Dead & Company is going to be doing their a tour. Maybe they've already started inside the Sphere. And I mean, it's like, what is it, those IMAX things that you go to?
Yeah.
It's
that. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Inside and out.
If I'd be able to.
I have heard people that have been there and they said, you're paying more attention to everything going on, not on stage.
Yes.
Because there's so much going on the walls and the sphere all around you, up, down, sideways. And you're at like a certain angle looking down.
I feel like I get really dizzy and like disoriented.
And you can see like if you're driving on the highway or the golf course, it looks like some giant globe with like crystal clear images. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. And like if you already feel that way, you're disoriented and kind of dizzy. Imagine if you're going to Dead & Company and you're on a bunch of drugs.
You can feel that way if you're on just a normal place.
Yeah.
Well, this guy got the lifelong ban from the Sphere when he was seeing the band Phish because he posted a photo on his own Instagram. He goes by the name Acid Farts.
Sounds like a Phish fan.
Yeah. He got a lifelong ban for posting a photo on Instagram for of him smoking a bong, like taking a rip off a bong.
Wow.
And it went viral.
How'd he get into the place?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably in his pants. Somehow,
is it like a big, like a normal?
It was like a normal size bong.
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
A little lack security.
Sneak that
in. Yeah, a lot of those places, including places right here, they have those new machines that, I don't know if you notice it, even at Tanger, they're really sophisticated.
Yeah.
You just walk through it, and it automatically, it's like the airport ones. It's not a metal detector. It knows if you have anything, and it looks.
Don't know how I got it in. Maybe.
That's ballsy.
You got to get creative, I know.
Huge.
But yeah, he posted the photo on his Instagram and he got, I mean, it went viral and he got caught. And so they wrote him a note. Somehow or another, they found him and they tracked him down and they banned him from the Sphere.
Love I think it. He wanted to be the first person to ever smoke a bong hit at this venue.
Wouldn't you?
So he's,
No. Oh, okay.
Not at all.
All right.
The least bit.
Well,
but he accomplished his task because now he got a commemorative whatever you said, a plaque.
Yeah, a plaque.
And everyone knows he's Acid Farts on Instagram.
So he probably has like a million followers. But yeah, they said you cannot come back here ever again. It goes against our no smoking policy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because there's no proof of what was in the but how in the world a lifelong ban seems a little harsh.
Yeah, well also
I think so.
I still can't believe you got a full bong.
I mean it wasn't like like gigantor, but I mean, it was
like this a big thing of glass you're taking in.
Yeah, the photo, by the way, is on our social media if you want to see it. So,
okay.
Anyway,
let's go to Chris. Chris, where have you been banned from?
So actually, it wasn't me. It was actually my ex-wife. She was banned from Applebee's.
Classy.
How is that possible?
Why?
So apparently, even at a place like Applebee's, you can get in trouble for drunken disorderly conduct. And then once she was actually banned and kicked out, she decided to go into the middle of the highway, which I will not state which highway because it's very popular, but began to flash oncoming traffic.
I see.
I like you're protecting the name of a highway.
Like, how does that matter whatsoever?
I'm sure it's
I mean, I will say it's near Appalachian State University, so.
Ah, good one. Okay. So probably like 421 or 321.
It is. Absolutely 421.
Do you work for, like, the DOT? Like, you're not allowed to say roads? Okay, Chris, so, but what did she do next? So she was drunk and she just... Anything specific she did that you're like, oh my gosh.
Well, the flashing's pretty. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying in Applebee's.
Oh.
So apparently this was like her multiple like strike. And the last strike, they'd cut her off because she was getting way too hammered. They said she'd already came in, already on something illegal.
Oh.
And then when they cut her off, she started throwing glasses at the bartenders, patrons, et cetera.
Patrons?
Wow.
But whatever you do, don't say the highway.
What is that drink special that Applebee's had? Don't they have?
Dollaritos?
Dollaritos.
Yeah.
It's their own fault.
They'll get you messed up.
Yeah.
It's their own fault, Applebee's.
Too many dollars. The Dollarita gets all the publicity, but you can also get an LIT or a Blue Motor
motorcycle, same price.
Oh, my
really?
God. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Long Island. Mm-hmm.
That has everything in it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And LIT is like the...
Oh, is that Long Island Iced Tea?
Yes. Yeah. And okay. It's basically, I don't know, I'm not going to use the non-PC word that we, you know, for like you mix all the different sodas, what you used to call that.
Suicide.
Yeah. I hate. Anyway, but that's basically what an LIT is. You
pretty
just
much.
Take every liquor and pour it in there, and somehow or another it tastes good.
It's also the cocktail you served at your wedding accidentally.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because they decided to leave out the mixer and just give us the liquor.
And they did the cheer wine, which was a part of it, but not enough.
Yep.
Chris, did your ex-wife's antics at the Applebee's and on various highways flashing people, did that lead to the divorce?
Actually, we were divorced before, and the funny part is she didn't tell me. I have a buddy who's one of the managers over there who called me and told me about it.
Oh.
So I let it slide for a few years, and I didn't let her know that I knew. And then so we have part of our custody agreement. We take our son trick-or-treating every year together, and we always meet up for dinner before. And she's like, well, what do you want to eat for dinner? And so I was like, well, you know, our son really wants some Applebee's. And she's like, I don't want Applebee's. Yes.
I don't want that.
Do you guys co-parent pretty well?
So then I said... No, it's horrible. I finally have full custody, but I was like, but you can go to Applebee's, right? And she goes, no. And then I screenshotted that text, printed it off, and that is my shining achievement in life.
Okay.
Chris, I think you and I need to hang out and swap stories.
I was like, are we listening to Jared right now, or is it Chris?
I've never related to somebody more in my life.
Wow.
I'm sorry to hear that about the, anyway, but yeah, it's a tough road, but great story.
Man.
Thank you. Thank you. A highway I will not mention is too famous. What? All right, let's go to Diana. Diana, where have you been banned from?
Roller skating.
How
does that happen?
So what happened was I was roller skating. I used to go three days a week. And when in the 80s, of course, that's what we used to do. But I was with one of my childhood girlfriends, whatnot. And I think I got ahead of her or something like that. And she comes up to me and says, those two girls, like, checked me into the wall. They had pushed her into the wall intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, she's blonde hair, blue eyes. She's a beautiful girl, kind of shy, whatever. So they decided to go get some water at the water fountain, whatnot. These two girls were and didn't know who I was, but the two of us were standing behind them and started talking junk about them and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And these two girls turned around thinking they were all that and then some. And I punched her square in the face. She went down. I was on top of her, and I had a cousin who had to grab me by my belt and the back collar of my shirt and lift me off this girl.
Wow.
Whatnot. So, yeah, it was crazy.
You sound like you're
from
New England.
She was like, flipped out. Born and raised in Manchester, New Hampshire. That's where it happened.
I can tell.
And whatnot.
And whatnot.
Hold us.
So then we get thrown out of the roller skating rink. The difference was the girl did not know that my mother's cousin owned the rink.
Why did you get banned?
A lot of power.
Why did you get banned if your mother's cousin owned the rink?
My point is, I didn't. I was back the next week. She never came back.
Oh, okay.
In your face.
Gotten banned.
I took it. I'm like, yeah, Chris, let's go. We're gonna head out. You know, whatever. We could. I don't care. You know, but I knew I was back, and I was. Because I used to go 3 days a week, so it was great, you know. But anyway.
What a flex. Yeah.
A temporary ban. Got that mother's cousin bar.
It reminds me of when I lived in Rhode Island. At any given time, in any bar, in any club, in any place, it looks like somebody's going to punch you.
Any second.
For looking the wrong way, for saying the wrong thing.
That's a fun way to live.